Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 16, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 1st, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Jesse starts off the week with a rather difficult question. How does one protect themselves from getting involved with transgender perverts when today's technology is advanced enough to make this abomination indistinguishable from a real member of the opposite sex? The concept is frightening, to say the least.
Frightening is not the word, Laura. It is more like terrifying for those who want to protect the sanctity of their soul. The best thing that can be done to protect people from this abomination is to outlaw it. To send the sick and perverted doctors that perform these procedures to prison where they belong and keep them from mutilating more young men and turning them into these abominations. But it may come to the point in the future that decent and honorable men will have to carry test kits and take a bit of saliva from anyone that they wish to be intimate with and put it in these test kits with a gel in it that will turn the proper color to show that that person is female and the wrong color if that person is male. In this way, they would be able to tell if the person they're being intimate with is male or female. But it would be a tragic situation if this would come about that there would be a time when men were so unsure whether the person they're with was male or female that they would have to do a physical test before being intimate with them. The best way to stop this abomination is to outlaw it. Make people understand how sick and disturbing it is for a feeble-minded doctor to operate on a man and make him into a facsimile of a woman. It is wrong. It is evil. It is disgusting. And it should be stopped. It should be stopped now. It is abomination to God. It is an insult to God. And it must be stopped.
Ew! Nazarene, that's really gross. I hope things don't get that bad and something can be done about this soon so it doesn't.
We're working on it, Aurora. We're working on it.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. It may be found at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back. God, what about the rare circumstances when someone is actually born with both male and female organs that are actually functional? Or one set of organs is functional and the other isn't? Would it be proper for doctors to remove the male organs if a person actually has functioning female organs?
Now, this is a very difficult situation, Alora, and I will say this. In the circumstance where one set of the organs is non-functional, they can be removed. If the male organ is unfunctional and the female organs are, the male organ can be removed, and the reverse. But in the situation where both sets of organs are absolutely perfect and functional, can perform the functions that they were intended for, I do not believe that either set of organs should be removed, because I consider that this is two separate individuals, two separate human beings. They should be fulfilled in every way. The male organ should have a female partner, and the female organ should have a male partner. This is going to shock people, but this is my opinion, Alora. This is what I believe, because I believe that if a person is born like this, they are actually two separate individuals in one body, and they have a right to have all their needs fulfilled. This is my way, Alora. I am God, and I believe what I create is perfect and right. Sometimes my creations are a little different, and that difference should be recognized.
But God, how can two souls exist in one body?
They would have to take turns, Alora. One soul would use the body for a while, and then the other soul would use the body for a while. This is something that they would have to work out for themselves.
We'll be back again.